The phrasal verb turn up. Yeah, the phrasal verb turn up. It's a good example or good phrasal verb where people use it or it is being used frequently. So sometime meaning may be different, but generally or frequently, often it is used in terms of, or it shows the meaning of, like to arrive, to appear. Yeah, so people generally use this phrasal verb turn up to say to arrive or to appear. So like, what time did they finally turn up? What time did they finally turn up? Right, so it means they are just assuming at what time he will come. Next example, do you think many people will turn up? It means, do you think that many people will come or many people will appear? Right, what are the words he won't turn up? Not only did he turn up late, he also forgot his book. It means like somebody, he came late. Or for that term, we are saying not only he did turn up late, he also forgot his books. No one knows what may turn up tomorrow. Yeah, obviously nobody knows what will happen, what will come tomorrow. He's waiting for something good to turn up. Yeah, he's waiting for something good to turn up. It means like he is waiting, he is assuming, he is imagining something to turn up, something good to turn up, like we all human do that. Right, don't worry about the later, I'm sure it will turn up. It's a fair bet that they won't turn up. Can't you turn up the heat? Could you turn up the heater? I'm cold. Okay, so here turn up means like, could you turn up the heater? I'm cold. It means here it's like switch on, switch off kinds of thing we use. So in this sentence, the sense is not turn up means somebody is coming. Yeah, but somehow sense means like when you say, can you turn up the heat? It means like you are switch, can you switch on the heat so that, you know, it will start and will getting heat. Right, please turn up the desk lamp a bit. It means desk lamp, switch on it, make it is functional. So turn up has different meaning, but general meaning is turn up means to arrive, to appear. Yeah, to arrive and to appear. So what happened, let's say the meeting is going to happen, or around you called 20 people or only 10 people came in the meeting, or your boss called you, hey, how many people came? So in that term you can say only 10 people turned up. It means only 10 people came. Right, only 10 people turned up. Right, you are in facility, you are in a, you know, a hospital, and doctor is there, and you are the doctor is expecting some nurse to come to help him, but nobody came. So at that time doctor will say, hey, no nurse turned up. It means no nurse came. Right, you are waiting for somebody to help, he didn't come. In that term you can say nobody turned up. So turned up meaning means to come, to arrive, somebody, something. It's a great phrasal verb we use generally in day-to-day life, or yeah, this is the way that we produce our, or express or reveal our thought, to saying if nobody came or nobody appeared, nobody arrived. In that terms we should use turn up, turn up. So guys, you know, in English we have variety. I always suggest that variety we have to use. So variety, using variety gives us you know, a way of expressing, way of saying things in different way, or way of saying things in the kinds of, or in the short of, so in the, you know, different meaning. So today we learn about turn up. Right, you are waiting for your son. Right, he is in school, he comes daily at 2 p.m. So somebody of your colleague or your neighbor ask you, hey, why are you waiting? What happened? You may ask, you may reply, hey, I'm waiting for my son, but still he didn't turn up. It means still he didn't arrive, didn't reach. So situation, we have to create, we have to use, in place of come, you can put that turn up, so that it makes different way to say, because go, come, these all things become normal. We use some daily usage, but the idiom, phrase, that gives us way of saying the same thing different way. Obviously everywhere we need variety, so we have to use variety to say anything, to reveal anything, or to express anything in my way. And guys, English, not English only, all language needs to be in variety. So if you using variety, so using variety makes your speech more compelling, makes your speech or your communication more appealing, more intriguing. That is what we wish to have, that is what we want to do. So these all expression, these all thing that we use, that we try to say, we have to include these kinds of phrasal verb, these kinds of vocabulary, that basically one want to or somebody expect to listen. And when these all small thing that we are putting on my this channel, or somehow you can go to my site learntospeakenglishfluently.com, you will find like these all speak when you are listening somebody, or when you are traveling somewhere in a native place where people speak English, or you are watching TV or anything where you are listening in English, but with the good people, good speaker, when they speak at that time, you will realize that these all things are general thing that people use. But when it's come to us, we don't use. Why? Because we are not familiar with that. Or when it comes to use, we are not comfortable. So using again and again makes us comfortable, right? We bring something in habit while speaking, while using, or while saying. So it's a great way to reveal, to say something, or to use in the manner when it becomes more suitable, it becomes more precise way to narrate, to express, to say something precisely what actually you want to say. So these all expression we have to use in day-to-day life. Wherever you go, at least you have to say go and come. In place of go, in place of appear, you can use turn up, right? Another example is very good, like you book some cab, and that cab, you are waiting for that, you are watching at your mobile phone time, or still waiting, and you are thinking mind, oh, still that cab didn't turn up. It means still that cab didn't arrive. So see, situational, wherever you go, whatever you do, these kinds of scene or these kinds of situation always remain in our life cycle, in our day-to-day routine. So we have to be precise, we have to use these all aspects to make that more great, more compelling, as I already shared. And learning English is really fun. Sometimes you got to know like one meaning, one phrasal verb, one vocabulary comes with a lot of sense, a lot of usage. So always don't think like turn up would be in the same way, right? It gives some other meaning also sometimes, but generally, moreover, people use turn up to use, to arrive, to appear something, and we have to use in that way also. So guys, I think you must learn it, and you got it, what does it mean, and what do I want to make you understand by this phrasal verb turn up, to appear, to arrive. And this way you can improve, or you can grasp the more details, more deep. And this is how we have to learn English, or this is how we have to grasp something in English. So I believe it is enough, because it was in a small one phrasal verb. And likewise, you can go to my site learntospeakenglishfluently.com, and you can realize a lot of aspect, a lot of thing where you can learn. And if you want to improve your communication skill, you want to join my class, you may approach to me, you may come to me, right? And you can go to my about page on my site, and you can find my contact number, mobile phone, email ID so that you can email me, you may WhatsApp me, you may contact me if you want to improve your communication skill, if you want to make more effective while speaking, while saying something. Yeah, nowadays, you know, wherever you go, you need it. You want, somebody wants it, your boss wants it, company wants it, to be more precise in English, to more having more, you know, armed with the English. So thanks and bye-bye.